Podtacular 266, CEA Gone Gold for October 16th, 2011.
Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular episode 266.
This is kind of a surprise show. I didn't think I'd really be doing one this week, but I decided to do anyway since we have quite a few announcements that came out this week on Waypoint. And to talk about them, I have two of the Waypoint moderators, Rakizel and Grim Brother One.
What's up?
Welcome back, guys.
I'm back again.
Yeah.
For real.
Regular.
In the house?
We had to take a break from banning people.
Wait, isn't that tomorrow?
Just kidding.
No.
That's what everyone thinks that we do.
Yeah. I've yet to do it.
You don't have your specialized ban hammers?
We're not saying we don't do it.
I thought each one of you like was gifted with a specially crafted ban hammer.
It is. It actually, they're named with a secret name that can
Mine's
only...
Mine's a soul hammer.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
Black fist on the end of it.
Why'd you inherit yours from Jerome or something?
You know, I posted a picture of him and somebody asked if that was part of my family.
Nice. Well, you just tell him, yeah, we both go to the same tanning bed.
That's funny. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into some news that came out this week. First of all, the big one, I think for everyone, Halo CEA has gone gold. Which means that the final code has been put together and the master copies have been made and sent out to distribution centers to get copied, and copies of the games are being printed to head to your doorstep very soon.
Oh man, I thought that meant that they were going to be like extra shiny when we got them.
One gold disc.
Damn it, I bought a chain and everything. Actually, I borrowed one from Rukizel.
It's like one of those gold records that you hang up on the wall or something.
So now you think I'm a defensive back, right? Because that's the only people that still wear chains.
I don't think you're getting defensive. Don't worry.
Touche.
So yeah, it's 1 month from, or 30 days from today that we play the game. So,
oh, yeah.
Pretty exciting.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
I can't either.
All I want to do is play Hang 'em High, destroy people, and call it a night. Pretty sure you'll jump into a game or two, right?
Yeah. That's the other announcement that we have is the final map for the multiplayer maps was officially announced at New York Comic Con.
Called it.
Which has been dubbed High Noon.
Which yeah, High Noon. You got it right.
12 p.m. says hi.
So a little interesting thing that I didn't even know this, but we were talking about this pre-show and... I guess there's actually some correlation between the names of the maps as they've evolved from game to game. And I actually never knew that until I guess it was you, Rukizel, that brought it up with the names being similar or having similar meanings.
I kind of figured that was a common knowledge for most, but yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it just didn't dawn on me or.
Well, I mean, Bungie has talked about. Like with Blood Gulch and coagulation and hemorrhage, I mean, I thought it was common knowledge.
Oh no, that never dawned on me.
Some of us didn't get the memo.
That's all right, though.
It's all right.
Be nice to me.
It's not crucial to canon necessarily. So.
Right. I mean, they are the multiplayer maps, so they're not exactly essential. But yeah, so that was interesting that they finally met the, even though we did kind of know it was Hang 'em High already from the one little screen that we saw a long time ago. Wasn't it in that I want to say it was also in that teaser trailer for the Reach Maps when Halo CEA was first announced.
Yeah, it was in the original E3 Teeler Treasure.
Yeah,
the Teeler Treasure. I don't know what that is.
The Teeler Treasure?
Yeah.
Man, that's a new term that's going to be coined.
Teeler Treasure.
The Teeler Treasure.
For real. Don't trash me, bro.
they didn't show any name with it then, right? They only showed what, the little picture of like the pregame.
They didn't say any name. I don't even think they announced. The first ones they announced were Damnation's remake and Blood Gulch's or Beaver Creek's remake. But I don't even think they, if I remember right, named them officially then. It wasn't long before they started officially talking about Damnation and Blood Gulch, but
right,
or Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek. No, but I mean, we pretty much knew that Hang 'em High was going to be in there from that screen.
Hey, I was scared. I thought it might have been scrapped because I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah,
between E3 and now,
I thought it was another Forge World. Oh no, just the rest of the internet.
It's funny because when I saw one of the angles that I saw of Beaver Creek during that trailer, I thought was Containment from Halo 2. So I thought Containment was going to be the Halo 2 map of that was going to be brought back, but no, it's Headlong, aka Breakneck. So that'll be fun to play in when it comes out.
I still wish I would have loved to see Waterworks. But I'm happy they really did pick a good map for it. Because the more and more I think about my Halo 2 days, the more I remember Headlong being a huge part of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Waterworks for me,
I would just always try to shoot the, how do you say that word?
The stalactites?
Yeah, stalactites. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's hanging from the ceiling, it's a stalactite.
Yeah, it's hanging tight from the ceiling.
Oh, all right. Well,
it's growing up because it's mighty.
There we go. But I always wanted to tell people those. I would love to do that in Reach.
That would be funny. Oh, that'd be a new method of death.
Yeah, there'd have to be a new metal.
Yeah.
Don't just give me a splatter.
Death by crushing.
Exactly.
That'd be interesting. Let's see. Also with the game, or another announcement that came on, I guess it was Friday when they announced this, but the achievements for the Halo CEA were announced. And that's on Waypoint.
I pray to God that I'm able to get all of these and there's not one that I'm stuck assassinating an elite 100 times and still getting no achievement.
All of these don't really seem too hard to get.
Well, especially
at least in
co-op.
Well, yeah. Although there are a few in here that are specifically solo, right? I thought I saw a few.
I don't know. I'll pull it up in a second and look too.
I like some of these though. Like some of them are great. Complete the library on heroic without dying.
Yeah. And some of them are.
Actually, the one that's gonna probably be nuts is the complete the library on legendary in under 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's.
That one's gonna be probably the hardest one because the library. Oh my gosh.
I have so many son of a bitch moments on that map.
I mean, it's well. Oh, yeah. And there's, I mean. I hope a lot of the shortcuts that were in the original are still there.
They should be.
They should be. There's some nice bypass points that'll cut you at least 3 to 5 minutes
in there. Well, somebody mentioned, I think on HBO, that the world record holder, the current world record holder for that level is at 14 minutes and change. So basically, you just have to be twice as bad as the world record holder, or half as good.
Half as good. Yeah, that's going to be a hard one, especially with all the carrier forms. Those things are a pain.
Oh, I'm having flashbacks right now. I can hear them blowing up.
Dude, yep,
I can't wait to see the carrier form in the new graphics.
Do what?
I can't wait to see things like the carrier form, like in these new graphics.
It's going to probably be even more freaky.
You know, just to see. I mean, obviously, we've seen the carrier form in HD, you know, in Halo 3 and stuff. But from what we've seen, there's still a little, you know, there's some differences going on. So it'll be interesting. I actually noticed, and this is something that I had continually had a question about, but my wonder was if they were going to have the Banshees look like they did in Halo, you know, Reach or in everything else.
And the race, too.
And yeah, and the race, if you notice, there's two achievements that have a picture of a banshee in it, and it's the old style.
Oh, I guess it is. I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the you know, it's the thin winglets and the grab pods on there. Because on the Reach one, the winglets don't touch. It's two separate ones.
Yeah, but the the Halo 3 one was similar to this one, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Halo 1,
the Halo 1, 2, and 3s were
3/ODST were all the and
similar.
Halo Wars, for that matter, were all the same. Yeah. So.
Halo Reach was the only one that was different.
The cinematics for Halo Wars, they had the Banshee stuff in there, and the high res assets from Blur Studios on the Banshees are just awesome looking.
Oh, I'm excited. I realized it's only a month away, and see, goddammit, I was doing fine, not having a countdown in my head. Like, I was paying attention to everything else, all the other games coming out. And now that you said 30 days and the game's gone gold, I'm just like, oh, great.
I love the standard operating procedure and Brover Shield and Bro Hammer.
Yes. Those are great. All the co-op ones?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of like that.
I just love.
One of the ones I like just off the bat after reading it was go through the Pillar of Autumn on Legendary without using or grabbing one of the overshields.
Yeah.
Because that was always my thing. I'd save the overshields for when I knew I needed them. And then I'd run back and backtrack, you know, an eighth of the level just to go get one. They were there.
This is war, man.
Yeah.
But then there's a couple of these with the don't pick up a health kit either on Legendary.
Yeah, that one.
But can you cheat? Because remember how you could backsmack your teammate, they die, come back to life.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, even in co-op, you should just be able to just, monkey it if you wanted to. You could have somebody run ahead and just kind of take the brunt of that while you're hanging back playing a little cleanup and just being extra careful with your shield. It's not like you can't get hit. It's just you can't dip into your health damage.
Oh, yeah, there is that achievement. That one's great, too.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is this one? I obviously didn't read through these quite.
I'm looking to. Oh, yeah, it's right there. He's unstoppable. Complete any level on heroic difficulty or higher without taking any health damage.
So, yeah, shields can pop. Shields can go down.
Again, they just said heroic or higher. I think heroic would make that a lot easier.
Yeah, heroic shouldn't be that bad. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see it. But yeah, all these are definitely doable.
Oh, easily.
The popcorn.gif one is pretty funny.
Which one's that?
Kill 100 flood infection forms.
Oh, yes.
The little head things.
Yep.
Pop, 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 pop. That's going to be fun. That should be easy. Well, wait, it's on the level keys. Never mind.
I'm just going to go around and hunt for them.
Well, that's when you just blow up all the carrier forms.
Dude, I'm excited. There's more skulls to find.
Yeah, that's
how many are there?
Well, we don't know. At least not that I know of. I don't think we know.
Do you think there's one in each level?
I would imagine, so.
So what, 10, technically?
10, I think, 10. Yeah.
Is it 10 levels? Yeah, it is 10 levels. Yeah, I guess it would be 10.
That'd be so sweet.
I wonder if they're going to have the legendary ending again where Johnson's hugging the elite.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
And the elite
it's funny, I was wondering actually about that. And I'm wondering if they're going to do, because part of me thought it would be neat if they did a legendary ending that, had something to do with, some of the connecting with some of the other fiction and everything. But, I mean, obviously they're doing that with the terminals. But
see, there weren't any terminal. Oh, wait, there's one. Oh, never mind. I'm blind. There are terminal achievements.
Yeah, there's
continue.
I think there's finding one, finding half, and finding all.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed that. I just saw it. Carry on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited about the terminals, dude. Oh,
I'm just ready to see the story. Like, I was upset for a while when they released the first two, and I was like, okay, as long as they stop, it's like I want to be able to find these on my own.
Yeah, right.
Well, we know where the first one's located. We don't know where the second one is.
No, we don't know where the second one is located.
Although it's probably going to be released like day one where it is.
Oh, I stay off the internet. I've got one of those friends too that loves to do that. He'll have a walkthrough guide posted on his computer next to him. Like, you know what?
I mean, that's kind
of, you're doing it wrong.
That's what I kind of hope to plan to do for Podtacular is do achievement guides and walkthroughs. Because I mean, that's the kind of site we are anyways. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's.
I'm a big achievement fan too. I like them.
I'm a big completionist.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know about that. I'm completionist when it comes to certain games. Like Halo. For me, Halo, definitely.
Halo, yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, I have all the Halo achievements. The only one I don't have is getting General in Halo Wars, and you know, but even in Halo Vista, Halo 2 Vista, you know, I have all the achievements in that. So
I'm missing like, one or two of them.
Which ones?
The one where you get the Scarab gun.
Oh my gosh, that was. Actually ended up getting that by. I just for some reason could not get the whole get in the Banshee and fly
either.
Up the tube. I could not get it to work.
I
ended up doing the where you like jump on the rocket box, the ammo box.
Yep. And you use Sputnik skull. Yep.
Yeah, that's.
I did that on my private account. I don't have it on my public account.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And then I don't have the two achievements for multiplayer, the Rain Man achievement.
Oh, yeah, the do, what, like every variant of every game type on every map.
Play every variant.
We got in a group of us together, and we just literally, we ended up just starting to set it to like one kill game. And then we just had people keeping track of what the next type was and the next map and da-da-da-da-da. And we'd have – some people would just go AFK for a little while. We'd switch off. It was crazy.
Is there like a Halo 2 Vista group somewhere?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I mean, there's still people that play it online. There's still people on HBO that play it.
I mean, I would like to play with some people because, I mean, I have it.
No, there's – I'm almost positive that I think Saronin has it.
See, I always wish I played. I never played Halo 2 Vista.
It's so good, like it, especially to be, you know, if you have a decent computer, like because my computer runs it really, really well. I mean, it looks almost as good as Halo 3 does on my console.
Yeah, it looks
like
pretty
it's
nice.
Really nice, and that's why, like, I don't really care necessarily. I was really happy they went back and did Halo Anniversary.
I want to see Halo 3 for the PC so bad.
Now see that I would love. I would actually rather see Halo 3 for the PC than see them do a Halo 2 Anniversary. To me, I don't know. I think.
Well, if they do it right and not how what was the company that redid it? Hired Gun or
to do what
that did Halo 2 Vista.
Was it Gearbox or Gearbox Halo PC?
Hired Gun? It was. I forget who it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But yeah, the way they just did it, it didn't roll with the community, I guess, that well.
Well,
if they could do Halo,
they automatically made their market a lot smaller because they were trying to use it to push Vista. So, you know, if something like that would have come out with, you know, as far as like for Windows 7, something that just ended up being way more widespread than or had they also made it compatible with XP at the time, then
yeah, it should have been compatible with XP, and it shouldn't have, you shouldn't have required gold. That was the other thing.
Well, it didn't, if I'm not mistaken, necessarily require gold. You could play it for free. Not to start off. Oh, okay.
No, they changed it
immediately. I didn't have a computer that would run it when it came out.
Yeah, they changed it later to where you could play for silver.
Okay, all right.
But at first, they started out where you had to have gold to play online, which that's what threw a lot of people off about it.
Yeah,
it still kind of sucks that they don't include the Halo 2 Vista achievements in Waypoint.
It still pisses me off a little bit. I do agree with that. I wish they did. But at the same time, I understand that it's something that a lot of people don't have and not necessarily because they didn't, not because they didn't want it.
Right.
You know, their bread and butter is that console, and I think it, they should more accurate, you know, accurately reflect the audience by kind of keeping it exclusive to that. That's understandable. I, of course, biasly wish they counted it because I have all the achievements. But
yeah.
And you know,
or,
like we were,
or give
we
were, us,
go
give
ahead,
us an, or give us like Avatar rewards for it or something.
Well, you know, I was thinking actually today about it. It would be neat even if they just, in your career thing, even if it didn't count towards like the level up aspect.
Well, that'd be interesting, yeah.
If it just showed like, oh, that you got the medal for completing it, or they had like a medal system where it was just, you know, kind of an
it recognized you
thing. Yeah, where you still had the recognition, but it didn't necessarily put anyone else at a disadvantage for not having had it in regards to the levels.
That makes sense.
But yeah, with achievements, man, I love those things. But you know, it's funny. I don't ever really like compare score wise against like leaderboards and stuff. I'll compare it with friends, and I don't even necessarily compare total score as much as I do with like an individual game. Like I may look at your account and look and be like, oh, well, what does he have on such and such a game that I also have? And oh man, he got this achievement, or oh, I see that he's missing this one and I need it too. Maybe we should get it, you know, link up and go in together and get it on co-op or something like that.
Right, right.
And I just like that it, you know, it's kind of a value added thing, you know, for games that you buy and you're going to keep. It's good because it gives you extra stuff to do and extra fun to have. And for other games, I mean, it's gotten me to try out games I never would have tried just because, you know, maybe I borrowed them from a buddy or rented it and be like, oh, well, I'll give this a shot. At worst case scenario, I get some achievements, you know. And I like that it's kind of like it shows, again, to me, it's less of a competition than it is more of a career aggregate. You know, it's kind of like a history of my Xbox career, you know.
Right. Right.
Because it's neat. So
it's definitely a competition for me. I don't know if
you're talking
about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what it is. Until my buddies decided to have a competition with somebody at work, and he decided to get every easy 1,000-point sports game there was out there.
Ah.
He's now 30,000 ahead, and I was like, what happened to us? What happened to me and you? Each to every time. Like, first one. First was, what, 10,000? Somebody got there, and I was like, when you were younger, like, oh, 2 out of 3. Somebody got to 20,000, then 25, then 30, and now we've all spread apart.
See, I'm just barely over 10,000, so
I'm almost at 92.
I mean, there's a lot of games I have that, given like a week or so, I could 100%.
Yeah,
except Fallout 3. I love that game, but it takes so much time.
I had to come to grips with my, you know, the reality of my own life situation. It just like, I just don't have the time to devote to it. And I knew that like, I was either going to try to be a completionist and I was going to experience a lot fewer games, or B, I just needed to be happy with not necessarily completing it all, but just getting, you know, playing more games. And that's what I like, because I like, you know, seeing the experiences from other developers and other artists and things like that. And I usually shoot for an overall average of 50%. I always like to keep it over 50%. So
of the achievements unlocked?
I try to get
of the achievements or of the total points or something like that. You know, so like if it's 100,000 total possible, I would want to have more than 50,000. You know, just because, again, I know that some of it, not to mention some of them, you know, like you go to play a game like The Darkness, and half the achievements are multiplayer achievements, and you're the only person in the country who might jump on to play it. I mean, there's a lot of those. Perfect Dark
like
Zero is another example. Yeah. Even Halo Wars, though, has a good community still. You can always jump on and find a match. You play some of these other games, like Dark Sector, you know, who the hell's playing that?
Exactly.
So, you know, so you'll end up, you'll only, you know, you can only run through the story and get 240-something points and achievements, because you can't go on and get
like
100,000 kills on ranked Dark Sector multiplayer, or you know, like, so.
Or something like Rock Band.
Yeah, or, oh yeah, yeah. Again, a lot of it just comes down to time.
Like, The achievements are one thing to me. I just get happy completing the game because I'm notorious for not finishing a game.
Oh, you and me both, man. I was so happy with myself. I had such a productive weekend. Finally, I think it was like 2 weekends ago. In the same weekend, I beat Portal 1 and Hydrophobia and Aqua, which is another kind of cool twin stick, steampunkish naval combat game on Xbox Live Arcade. Worst voice acting in the history of man, but a really neat concept and a fun game. But yeah, I was so happy. I mean, I still have Crackdown 2. I've never even opened it. I've never played it. I have Perfect Dark Zero, the collector's edition, because I got it in Boston at PAX at the GameStop there. I saw it was $4, and I might run naked through the streets for a good steelbook case. So I saw that. It was a special edition. I was like, $4? Hell yeah, I'll get that. And yep. But still never played it.
I still haven't played Forza 4.
Yeah, you're a dumbass. No shit.
I buy games on the marketplace all the time, like Lara Croft and The Guardian of Light, which I heard was great. It was on sale for, 600 points? Grabbed it, haven't played it.
That's exactly what I did with Hydrophobia, too. I got it on sale, and then I just never went back.
See, I try to keep my library small, because, I mean, I play a lot of Halo, and I already have, six or seven other games that I know I can 100%, and I just need to sit down and do them, so.
Yeah. Well, I have, just a lot of diverse tastes as far as the games themselves go. I mean, I'm you know, first and foremost, I'm, you know, a Halo fan as far as, my favorite franchise. You know, a respectably close second to that would probably be Mass Effect.
Yes.
And then, you know, other than that, I mean, I'm a big racing game fan. I love the Forza franchise, and I love, there's some sport games that I really like, and, you know, I love Gears of War series, and I even like, you know, Bulletstorm, and I've been playing, I got, what was it, Vanquish the other day for $3. And I started playing through that. I played through the first act, and that's a lot of fun. I just literally am going through it with a story. If I get some achievements along the way, it's kind of like we were talking about, you know, just because I'm, you know, like you said, notorious for just not finishing even the story of the game. And so, and then Enslaved, I just beat that not long ago. That was actually a really impressive game. Probably my surprise hit of the last few years. Amazing voice acting and character expression, and just really, really cool game. Beautiful, beautiful game.
Very few arcade games I get.
Yeah. You know what else is a beautiful game? Halo.
Mm-hmm. Specifically Halo CEA.
Although, actually, I kind of wonder, this goes not quite back to Halo CEA, but we're talking about the arcade games. There seems to be, the new thing is to release an arcade game that kind of coincides or is the forerunner, if you will, to, you know, a full release. Like, for example, the most recent ones that did this were Red Faction Armageddon released Red Faction Battlegrounds, which was a vehicle-based combat game on Live Arcade. And then, Warhammer, the Warhammer Space Marine. They released the Space Marine Kill Team game. And I was wondering, man, I wonder if that's something that 343 would consider doing, for a Halo 4 or something like that, is to release some sort of maybe a Live Arcade kind of title ahead of it. And it could be something related to me, that would be, if you had a little development team that could work on even a space shooter game using the Halo vehicles or space, some naval combat, space naval combat. That would be so sick, man. Do a live arcade game where you're piloting frigates and cruisers and sabers and long swords and stuff like that. Oh my God. Even if it was a top down thing, I'd be fine.
Yep. They need to revive Bizarre Creations or whoever made Geometry Wars. And then they need to make a Covenant-themed Geometry Wars. Either that, or do you remember talks, probably about 6 years ago now, talks of that 2D Halo side-scroller, the shooter?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would love to see. just running through the game like it was Metal Slug.
Oh yeah,
just Halo.
Yeah, I loved that. Yeah, it was like we were cross between Metal Slug and Mega Man.
Yes.
I was like, man, I just want to kill an elite and absorb his powers. Oh no, I healed a grunt.
his wart powers.
Right.
Wart.
You wart man.
Instead of Rain Man and Wart Man. That'd be fun.
Good times. But yeah, man, back to CEA. I know. Total tangent. Total tangent.
That's what we do. We're good.
Yeah, that's what we do.
How we roll.
Jeff.
Oh my god.
I get a key.
No, that's how we roll on Podtackler
too. Time.
Dude, I want wings so bad.
Oh, that's right. You did say you're gonna bring that up. I forgot about that.
Yep, tomorrow's 59-cent wing Monday. I'm there.
You know, we have a place down here called Gators and Gators Dockside, I think. And every Monday night, they do all-you-can-eat wings for $10.
What?
Yeah. And
you go bananas.
It's so good. I knocked down, I think, 56 last time I was there. And it's just like they just bring them out and they're like, okay, what flavor now? What flavor now? What flavor now?
Dang.
$10.
I started by the end. I started wanting to just be like old Little League style suicide drink, you know, just like roll it in everything. Just roll it in everything.
Like Coke, Cherry Coke, Sprite, Fanta, Orange.
Oh, yeah. And everybody had their own special mix. You do like click, 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 click. Oh, double click, click, click. Oh, click, click.
Is it bad that I still do that sometimes?
No, it's not.
Like, I go to Round Table Pizza and pretend I just finished a basketball game and I'm having my banquet.
Heck yeah, man. Oh.
I'm here for the lunch buffet. Just you? What do you mean, just me? Yeah.
For real? I'm the only one deserved the MVP.
Don't MVP? You see my trophy?
MVB, most valuable, bitches.
So was there anything else that came out this week?
Who?
No, was there anything else that came out this week in relation to the CEA?
Oh, we had actually, if you look at halo.bungie.org's voluptuous front page penned by me.
Plug.
you'll see some little tidbits. Actually, what we covered this morning I put most of what was coming up yesterday was that 343 formally announced the inclusion of High Noon / Hang'em High for the lineup. Also shown off was the new upgrades and features coming soon to Halo Waypoint, which will be across like all the mediums.
Talk about that a little bit.
Console, phone, and on the web too. And there's some neat things with that because there was the program called Atlas.
Oh yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting little surprise there. It stands for Advanced Technical Assault System, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think so. Advanced Technical Assault System. I think who did the article? IGN. It wasn't IGN. It was GameSpot, I think, that did the article that Halo Waypoint linked on their Twitter feed, and they were mentioning something about like Advanced Technical Assault System. Where's the L? And somebody, it was Max Overman or it was Frank. I think it was Frankie that said, "We just put it in there." It was he said it was like in one of the words. It may have been technical or something, but so Atlas is a program that. I think it's the way it seems like it's being positioned is that it's going to be an app for the Windows Phone 7. What it seems is that it's going to only be on Windows Phone 7, which would make sense. Now, I don't know if they would consider putting that on Android and iOS based stuff, but I know it will at least be on Windows Phone 7. And it'll be an app that in real time basically is like a satellite link. They said they were imagining it like if you were a Spartan in the field and you had a satellite uplink, which is funny. Now I can't see my Spartan without thinking that screen on his wrist is a Windows Phone 7 running Atlas. But it's neat. They actually showed a video, and they showed like a side-by-side of you running around a map, and then it was showing a top-down, you know, like you're running around in the game, and then on your phone, you were seeing a top-down version of the map, and you had a little dot where you were that was kind of blinking and constantly updating to where you were. And then it showed things like weapon spawns and I think where your teammates were. So it was really neat. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily going to be something that everybody uses. The competitive scene might really like it. I think it'd be kind of cool to just have a buddy over and, you know, kind of go at it almost like a co-op. It would be neat, you know, for people that maybe you don't have a way of playing couch co-op and, you know, you invite a friend over or something like that. You're kind of doing the whole old school controller trade back and forth. You know, one of you can be looking at the Atlas program and calling out when a weapon has respawned or where teammates are, you know, things like that. So I would imagine it might be good too for game types like maybe Invasion, or like a big team battle where you can now immediately know, hey, the Falcon just respawned, or hey, you know, we've got all of our team is over trying to capture Alpha, something like that. I mean, which would be kind of nice because, you know, everybody's been stuck in teams where, you know, not everybody
has talks.
Yeah. Or they do have a mic and they just, it's against the religion or something. I don't know. But, that's going to be really interesting. And we were talking about, you know, before the show, but I'm thinking that it's a little more of a precursor to, maybe something that they might be using in Halo 4. I would imagine, you know, I almost liken it a little bit to, you know, in ODST, they released Firefight and then they used that almost as like a testing ground. And, you know, when it came out in Reach, Firefight was just this huge, well-rounded thing with so many more customization options and, you know, all sorts of different things and, you know, game types within a game type that you could do.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the Atlas program will be the same thing. If this is kind of like a toe in the water thing as they test it in Reach multiplayer, so that maybe they have something in Halo 4 that is a lot like it. I mean, who knows? You may even have something in Halo 4. Maybe Atlas is extended into campaign where you're getting, and see, that would be kind of cool because I would imagine in multiplayer, you're probably only looking at that thing if you are camped out somewhere. Or if you're in between spawns, you know, if you're dead and you're waiting and, you know, you want to take a quick look and see where teammates are, where stuff has spawned or things like that, whatever other data it gives you.
Or if you're out in the open trying to spawn or go out somewhere, maybe you're trying to find out where other people are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but like in campaign, that'd be kind of cool. Like, If you could get it so where if you had that, it almost gave you like a neat perk, like a satellite, you know, perk. And, you know, so you could see maybe enemy groups farther up the, you know, or get kind of like a little bit of a battlefield preview and see kind of what's going on maybe in campaign. I mean, so maybe it turns into a fuller game experience with Halo 4, or maybe they think that it's a crap and they don't use it. I mean, you know, I think this is kind of a big test for it, and I'm certainly interested in the technology and its potential uses, if nothing else.
Yeah,
makes me want to get a Windows Phone 7 just to play with it.
I have one.
If only if I had the money to get one.
Either that, or I'm going to steal my buddy's phone when he's over here and we're playing against each other in opposite rooms.
There you go.
And just shout out to him what he's doing. Oh, you're going to go get rocks, huh?
Well, yeah. It doesn't necessarily show the position of other players on the other team, does it?
No, but if he took his phone, it would show his position.
Yeah, that's why. I'll just steal my buddy's phone while he's out in the living room. Exactly where he's at.
That'd be funny.
That's okay. I mean, if I know somebody has that thing, I'll just start calling them.
That adds a new dynamic to the game, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be interesting for something like... Now saying this to you guys pre-show, but for something like MLG,
yeah,
that'd be interesting.
I'm yawning a lot. That's not interesting at all. you know, I would imagine that you can get data, that there will be a certain type of data or a certain level that you will also be able to get whether or not you're playing. I mean, that would be kind of a neat thing. Maybe, you know, you just riding the bus somewhere or just chilling out or sitting at work and, you know.
This would also be cool to like, if you're waiting on a friend to watch their game. If
yeah,
you do something like that, that'd be cool. Yeah,
that would be cool. So almost like using it like a spectator mode or something like that.
Right.
Or like I said, you know, like if you're not playing and you can look and you can like maybe start looking at maps and being like, oh, you know. And you can, you know, use it as a studying tool because they actually said that there were two different types of top-down maps, and they showed it in the video. There was one that was more of like almost like a photo recreation. You know, it looked
it's just top-down screen caps.
Yeah, basically. just a top-down screen, a lot like we would see on the map previews, like on BNet before it came out.
Right.
There were another one that was more of an artist-drawn version. But it was highlighted out where, like, you know, different choke points were and different things would spawn and different, you know, high heat zones and things like that. So that would be a good thing to kind of study and just be like, man.
It's more of a model thing than
it. Yeah. You know, it's like, why am I always getting, you know, killed right here?
I'd like to see games, just previous games that I've played, accessible to be able to watch. Not necessarily my point of view, see where I go and see where my teammates go.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fun to see for me, because that would be the instant time killer. That I can see being more practical than me trying to watch.
Well, that'd be interesting, because that's basically what a safe film is position data. You could basically load that into Atlas and then replay it back.
And just watch the little dots move across the screen.
That'd be interesting.
That way I can know where my buddies go. Granted, I could just notice at the beginning of the game anyway, but you kind of don't see people's tendencies when you're in the heat of battle.
Yeah.
That's where I have the most fun.
It's definitely interesting. And again, we talked a lot about this pre-show, but I would like to see a public-facing API for this. Although from the video, it doesn't look like there's much of a chance for one, but it would still be nice to see some kind of API that would take advantage of this.
Yeah, that.
And I think this would be great for tournaments too.
Maybe if, you know, if there were community applications that used it.
Right, and I think this would be an ideal thing for, like, tournaments, too.
Yeah.
It's the next best thing to a spectator mode. And with how often that thing getting updated, like, it looked like it was getting updated, like, at least every second. That means...
Yeah, that's about what it looked like, was every second.
Which, so, the bandwidth is coming from somewhere.
It'd be a long time. You know, like, it's... Again, I find it harder to believe that this will be a heat of the battle kind of thing. I find it more like, you know, or I mean, maybe, you know, you get some buddies.
Well, it's general intel.
And while you're a gunner, and so you have some time to check it out. But really, other than that, I find it hard to believe that it wouldn't be something that you weren't just kind of like looking at right after you died.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, though, because, you know, whenever you're, like, waiting on a teammate and it shows you, like, progress time and score and whatnot, I wonder if that's the same API and they finally just unlocked the API and are using that to make this. Because if that's the case, then there must be some kind of public-facing API that can be used. I don't know. Maybe that's just all wishful thinking.
Yeah, there's always a lot of that.
But, I mean, this is something almost along the lines of what I've been asking for. Is like, please give us a spectator mode. I mean, Team Fortress has it, and there's plenty of other games that have a spectator mode.
Yeah.
So.
You know what would be really interesting? What would be really funny is you had a spectator mode, but you still appeared as, like, a monitor.
No, I think that would be pretty cool.
You'd be like, oh, you just died, and you see like four monitors going like, nah.
That would be kind of funny. You see like, him just bobbing up and down.
I just died publicly.
Except the only thing is, once you zoom down, you don't want to get in the way of someone, so that'd be kind of a bad idea.
Yeah.
It would be funny, but yeah, it'd be kind of bad. But yeah, that. Let's see, what else?
They also they announced
at Rakizzlefest will be 2 days before
the launch. Yes. Yes, that's right. And it will be hosted. The keynote speech will be at Wingdome.
Oh, I might do Wingdome, actually. There's
Wait,
one right
that's supposed to be the same day that we're supposed to do our last decade podcast.
On the 13th of November?
That's the...
The Sunday before?
No, Saturday. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So the 12th.
12th, yeah.
No, I'm really... Any of you Washingtonians or Washingtonians, yeah, out there, having a LAN party on the 13th.
Oh.
Food, lots of Halos. And then I'm going to go line up like I always do.
We need to get that teleporter built, man.
I know, right? Especially since we're on complete opposite ends of the country.
Yeah, literally.
Like, I think you and I are further apart than any other Halo fan possible.
Yeah, well, at least U.S. Halo fan, because, you know, True. We got people in Europe and stuff that we might as well count them, too. But
please don't think I'm counting you out, Europeans, because you always do that in the forums. Why'd you post this U.S.-only content?
No, it's like, no, it wasn't U.S., it was us. Us. I was just talking about my group.
It was us.
This is only available for us. It's not available for you.
But there's an end at the end. Like, there's an A at the end. No. That's us.
Us.
That's what the EU is.
Yeah.
EU. It's for that's us, you. Not you.
That's you. That's funny.
That actually is a lot funnier than I've ever imagined it to be. Now to say it out loud.
I never thought about that, to be honest.
I know.
That's funny. This podcast is full of revelations at the moment.
Right?
Dang.
So. Oh, yeah. They also have they announced that they talked a little more about the custom challenges for Reach that you can now create in Waypoint. So you can actually go through a list of parameters and create your own challenges for yourself and your friends to complete. And it looks like you'll be earning credits in Reach for them.
Wait, seriously?
And the credits will be determined by the difficulty of the challenge.
Where is this? Yep. Is there a link for this somewhere?
Where have you been? Jeff and I came in more prepared for a podcast than you.
Dude. Look,
I have a midterm in 2 days.
Go to HBO's front page.
I have a midterm in 2 days.
Halo.xbox.com.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, if you go to HBO's front page, it's probably maybe more accessible.
That's kind of why I got you guys on here. It's because I've been out of the loop.
That's true. I guess that's why we're the experts, right?
I mean, I would be an expert at the moment, but I have school in the midterm, so that's why.
Dust storm, man. If you don't get on your game, I'll have to ban you.
Hey now. Priorities. You were there once. Come on. Oh,
dude, what do you mean once? I've constantly got stuff going. I totally understand.
But yeah, so where is this thing again?
Just go to halo.bungie.org. Just go to the front page. I mean, you'll see links right on there. There's a video in the GameSpot article, if I'm not mistaken, that also talks about the custom challenges, and it is narrated by the extremely lovely Allison. I actually really wanted to tell Allison that she had like a whole bunch of fans, because I think in the comments box of the GameSpot article, they're like, "Man, that lady sounds sexy."
Oh no, I'm looking on HBO. I don't see anything that says anything about.
Are you looking at the front page?
Yes, I'm looking at the front page.
Hey, do you see? Fans were given choices. Atlas shrugged, and 12 p.m. said hello.
It's fans the third were given topic down.
Yes, I see that.
Okay. Did you read
it? Second paragraph down where it says picture. Also shown off with some of the very cool new upgrades, and there's a blue link.
Okay, there it is. I see it now.
Note to self.
Custom challenges
away.
Pictures for Dust Storm on the front page.
Hey, I'm a little out of it. Thank you. Studying kind of does that to you.
You know what? While you read, I'm going to eat some honeycomb.
I'm still not going vroom, by the way. Uh-oh. It's wrapped up in the plastic in my backpack. I'm dealing with
you. I will have to catch up on this.
You should.
After my midterm.
You do a lot of work collecting this news.
Well, some people are still in school.
Okay. I'll start texting you.
Great. That's just what I need.
You should be studying.
I'm going to get like 20 texts tomorrow from you, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. It might not even have anything to do with Halo. Hey, buddy.
Great.
Hey, buddy.
That's good.
And I'll feel obligated.
You've been reading your books, huh?
Listen, bitches. I got studying to do.
Your little novel? Hero becomes the protagonist? We all take a turn. A little bit of the journey.
Gosh. Oh, good times. Good times.
But that's cool. Custom challenges. I wonder if, because I just wonder what HD Redemption has to say about that. Because he had that idea, or at least he was talking about it.
Yeah.
At PAX. And the fact that they're doing it here, I wonder if they actually talked to him about it.
They may have. They announced it at PAX.
They didn't say it was going to be in Reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It's custom challenges.
Yeah. They announced it at the Waypoint, the panel.
I remember at the Waypoint panel they said something about I thought it was about the possibility of doing something like that.
Possibility was that they weren't sure if they were going to be able to do credits or not.
Oh, okay.
They knew they were going to be doing custom challenges, but they didn't know if they were going to be doing if you were going to be able to earn credits for it or exactly how the recognition aspect of it was going to be implemented.
Okay, I guess I misunderstood what he said then.
Because it was that little guy with the shirt that had to be like a smedium.
A smedium?
Yeah, I could see this guy's heartbeat through his shirt. That's how tight his shirt was. Pretty
awesome. I don't remember that specific, but okay.
I just remember sitting here. Cool, because he was the one that were BSA said if challenges end up ridiculously hard, blame this guy.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Although it has been nice to see the challenge credits increased.
Yes.
That's been really nice.
Now it's fun to complete a challenge.
I know, dude. Yeah. I'm going to run the stupid gold elite over 5K. Thank you.
Yeah. This is a lot better.
I remember one of the challenges I had I had a checkpoint right at the end of having beaten something, I think with a certain number of skulls on or something. And so, you know, I had finished it and it worked. Well, then like a week later, the same challenge came up and I went to the campaign and I was like, oh, there's that checkpoint. Loaded it up, ran to the end of the level, 10 seconds. There it is.
No way.
Yeah. That's like, all right.
That's great.
So yeah, good stuff. Yeah. I really like the,
It does a good job on the weeklies too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, some of the weeklies with the 30,000 credits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I got through my general rank in a week. That's how many credits I got.
Jeez, I gotta keep playing more. I've been stuck on general for like a month and a half.
Dude, I can't wait to Brigadier.
I'm about halfway through my general grade 1 rank.
Let's go see how long it's gonna take me to.
I still haven't gotten this week's weekly yet.
What's this week's?
Get 200 multi-kills.
No. Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
I was going to do it, but I don't think I have time to finish it.
How many do you need?
About 80.
I think Sir Onage should tell us how he really feels on Twitter.
Oh?
Oh, Brandon? Yeah. I think his first word says it all. His first two.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't read that on this podcast. Even I would feel weird.
Fair enough. Am I following him?
Maybe.
It rhymes with Puck Jew.
Yeah, right?
I guess I'm not following him because I don't see
it. He's like, why would he talk about Jews like that?
I know, I was like, oh, maybe I should have thought of something else.
The other word.
No, like zoo, like ZHU.
Yeah. No, like you.
all right, fine. He said. No.
Yeah, right. Spelled E-U.
Okay, well, I think that's it. Right? For everything. I just kind of want to get this update out for you guys since there was actually some stuff that came out. And
there was.
Too bad for not having a podcast for it. So,
oh, what else? What has just came out? If you know, Glasslands comes out on the 25th, and if you have not seen it on Tor's website, who is the publisher for the new book by Miss Karen Travis? If you go to Tor's website, you can actually read the prologue in the first chapter of Glasslands, and if you go to Halo Waypoint,
you can second chapter.
Yeah, you can read the second chapter on this past Wednesday's weekly Halo Bulletin.
Yep.
I'm quite upset that I know somebody that already has it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He posted a picture on Twitter, and I was like, what? Granted, I still have like 4 books to catch up on, but...
Well, I cannot wait for that to come out.
Are you going to do the same thing like you did last time and just read with a huge grin on your face?
Yep, I am. As my wife said, the shit-eatingest grin. yeah. Oh, don't even get me started. They also, Greg Bear posted on his Facebook page the picture of the final manuscript all done and sent off. And so you can actually see like the very, very beginning, like of the first page. And, Frankie actually came on HBO and he said, time to mind blown, zero to mind blown is one chapter. So.
Wow.
He also told he told Grim Brother 4 that Glasslands would be a venerable smorgasbord of shit he likes.
I have so much reading to do. Like, I've been trying to reread The Flood. Like, I'm trying to start from the beginning and reread all the books because I've read the first 4.
Or we could just play Anniversary.
Huh? What'd you say?
Or we could just play Anniversary.
Yeah, right? But then I wouldn't hear about Silva. And the ODSTs.
I love the ODST story in there. And actually, coolest moment maybe ever was when he found the Marine in the library, like deep into the library.
Oh, yeah. They actually told that story in The Flood, didn't they?
Yeah. And he was –
I forgot about that.
He said something to – you know, this is crap paraphrase, but basically like, you know, I didn't know you – but I wish I did because you must have been one tough son of a bitch. Like, dude, if Chief eulogizes you like that, straight to heaven. Like, doesn't matter. You're like straight to heaven in a frigate.
Gosh, I gotta go back and reread those.
Oh, that was
Flood. Like, I swear it's the most boring of all the books. I enjoy it, but I sit here and I'm just like, ugh, okay, come on.
Tough read. And I think
the only reason it's tough
is I'm reading it. I feel like I've read it already because it feels so familiar.
Yeah.
I think the one hard problem is that it's based on the game.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I really don't mind that aspect because it's fun to read the account and like the little side stories. But there's just something about I think it's the way it jumps stories. Yeah. That's what I don't like.
It's the ODST to Chief.
There are a couple of awesome parts, like when Keyes just totally like ghetto rakes that elite that is hiding out in the life pod.
Oh yeah, in the beginning, yeah.
Oh my gosh, when he's just like, "Hey, can I see your firearm? You keep it loaded, thanks." Cat, 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 cat.
Yeah, I'd have been like, "Oh, what happened to yours? What'd you do? Give it to somebody else on the ship?"
Dude, I just like. I would have loved to have seen the looks on the Marines' faces that were standing next to the cloaked elite. You know?
I don't remember that.
I'm like, you can't hear this motherfucking boop. Can't hear this dude breathe?
Really?
It's been a long time. Oh, wow. Okay. I need to go back and read these after.
Yeah.
Next month. Yeah, next month.
Flatlands comes out. And
next month, I need to go on the Halo reading spree.
Reading spree.
And also about to release on the 18th.
Batman?
No. Well, yes. But is the new Halo art book, The Art of Building Worlds. And trust me, it is amazing. It is absolutely awesome. I've been reading it, and it was wonderful. So that'll be widely available on the 18th. And that's really cool because it's concept art from all of the Halo games. And even Halo Legends, and that spans the, you know, all the past 10 years. So really, really cool. Good stuff.
All right. Well, thanks guys for tuning in to this quote unquote surprise episode of Podtacular. Hopefully we kind of helped address all the stuff that came out this week and you guys have a better understanding of it.
What were we undressing?
Understanding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I not coming through that clearly or something?
No.
Are you just messing with me?
That was just an opportunity to derail.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't worry. We'll merge this podcast with another one that looks just like it.
Ah. next recording we'll be doing will be MLG Orlando recap. That will be this Friday. And then this Saturday will be the third installment of our Halo Decade podcast series, where we will be talking about everything Halo fiction related, which will be the Halo campaign, the Halo books, anything else from the Halo fiction related.
When does that start? What time?
That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's when we'll start broadcasting and start getting everyone in. And then we're going to plan to start the quote-unquote show by 7:30.
All right. I'm not sure how much of that I will make, but maybe I'll call in. Is there a way I can call? Yeah, there has to be, because
if you have Skype on your phone,
did that. Yeah, JVB did that.
As long as you have Skype on your phone, then you can do it.
I'm sure I probably do.
I was gonna call in for this.
Since Microsoft is working out their final acquisitions of Skype.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but yeah, there should be a way. If you want to send in your comments or anything you have in relation to those shows coming up, make sure to send us an email at submissions@podtacular.com or use the submission forms on our homepage. Also, feel free to leave us a voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message that we'll play on our shows in the future.
Yeah, I'll be like, for English, press 1. That's what it sounds like.
No, that's not what it sounds like.
Fine, ruin my dream.
You want me to put that up there, even though it won't functionally do anything?
No, guess not. Fine. No, you know what? Whatever. Shoot me down. It's all right.
Ricard, you can do it on my message.
I'm gonna tear your message up.
do it on the voicemail, man. That'd be awesome.
To accept this message, press 1.
I'd figure out how to say something in a different language and have people all sorts of confused when they call you. I'll bring out my German
app. How do you say listen, bitches, in Swahili?
Oh, if I only knew. Trust me, I'd say it.
Right? Good times.
Anyways, thanks again, guys, for listening. Thank you, Chisel, and Grimbrother1 for coming on such short notice.
No problem. Anytime.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to derailing your next conversation.
Yes.
What, the Halo Fiction one?
Yes.
Dude, that one's going to be crazy. You think the last one was long, guys?
The longer it goes, the more likely I'll be able to join in.
We have some people who are very, very into the Halo Fiction. And Grim,
yep.
Grim included.
Jeff, yep.
Grim included.
Postmortem.
Postmortem actually sent me an email, and he's going to be on there too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he'll be a good addition.
So we're going to have quite the discussion.
Cool.
Make sure you tell your friends it will be live. So and we will be giving a few codes away.
Ooh. Codes? What?
Codes, yes. Or codes. I have a couple of Cortana codes left over.
So. You know what?
Well, speaking of codes, new October Avatar Halo gear.
Oh, yeah. Out too. When does that get released? Is that today?
The 13th.
It's already out. Yeah. So if you want your wart.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want the Gold Elite.
Oh, yeah, that looks so sick. I want that too.
Yeah. I don't want to buy it.
No, I don't either.
Like, hey.
Maybe if we
merge enough threads, we'll get one.
Yeah, I'm sure with you guys being Waypoint mods, you guys will not have a problem getting.
We need to reach our ban quota. That's what we
need. That's how they reward you, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, you banned 33 members today.
You get a gold star. man, you only banned 17. I'm afraid you get
a score. Oh, I'm sorry. Not quite a zealot this month.
Oh, okay. See, guys?
You know there's some community members out there going, I knew it!
Yeah. They banned me from saying the word the. Came out of nowhere. It was just for 6 minutes. Come on. Stop itching. I had to do it.